This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the info line, there's not info wars going on here. This is the info line, also known as the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here with me. She's been involved in the program for the past, year and a half? How long have you been here? 2 years?
January 4th, 2021, to be exact.
There we go. Okay. Who's counting, though?
And it has been so wonderful every day ever since. One of the things. When you work a Monday through Friday and you're off on the weekends, yes, you get to the weekend and it's like, it's going to be so great to sleep in and all of that. But at the same time, come Sunday, I'm like, where's Doug? You know you love your job when you're ready for the weekend to end and get back to it.
Yep, that's it.
That's a privilege and a blessing.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. It's a privilege and a blessing to have you here on this program. Brought to you in part, by the way, by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts here to keep your car on the road with all the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're going to use it once. Local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 of these specialty tools available for your next repair. Let's see here. What else is going on? Oh, well, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com. From the good news department, the president's wife, Dr. Jill Biden, kind of interesting. She shared how she uses Post-it notes to divvy up the tasks around the house. So do you think she tells the president of the United States to take out the garbage? What do you think?
That would be interesting.
Make the bed? Do they make the bed in the morning?
You know what? I could see her being somebody who's like, I'm going to make my own bed. Because some people really like that. But this thing with the Post-it notes, it's, I feel like a lot of people have been there where they have people coming over, they're having a dinner or something.
Yeah, they're
having a dinner and somebody's like, okay, what can I help with? And then you have to tell them, okay, cut this up. And then they're like, well, where's this? Where's this? How do you want it? Do you want it lateral? Do you want it vertical? How should I cut it? And you basically have to hold their hand while they're trying to help you, which in turn is not very helpful. So what she does is she takes care of whenever there's family dinners because it could be anywhere from 10 people to 30 people. So she writes different tasks with instructions on Post-it notes, puts them up on the fridge, and then when somebody wants to come in and help, they can just grab a Post-it note and figure out, they can pick and choose which thing they want to help with. And she says the grandkids get in on it, and people actually like it because they feel like they're helping, but they feel like they're genuinely helping, and plus that control of picking what you actually want, where you want to help.
Everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing, in other words. So that's very helpful. That's a good idea. It's a good suggestion for people.
I'm going
people.
To steal this. Personally, when somebody, I'm doing something in the kitchen and somebody comes in and they're like, okay, what can I do? And it's like, okay, well, first I have to stop doing what I'm currently doing to give you some stuff of what to do. And then I have to tell you where everything is. And that's the other thing. She already has everything pulled out and on the kitchen counter. So if she wants somebody to cut something, the bowl's already there that she wants them to put it in. And it's just, it's one of those things where I personally feel like you're no longer helping me because I basically have to hold your hand through helping me. And therefore, I'm not doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
This Post-it note thing is brilliant.
Yep, good idea from the president's wife. Da-da-da-da. Thank you. Okay, let's get to the Ukrainian war. What's going on over there is that the big nuclear plant, they had Chernobyl, and then they had another one called, man, am I going to do this right or not, Zaporizhia? That could be. That's maybe close. Anyway, there's a huge nuclear power plant which was occupied by the Russians during the invasion of Ukraine. And apparently they have so mismanaged it, messed it up, destroyed it to a point that it's completely out of control. And this will be something that affects not only Ukrainians, Russians, but people in that entire area. You remember Chernobyl? How many people remember Chernobyl? Raise your hands. Right? It was about 33, 34 years ago.
There's movies based off of it. There's a horror film based off of it.
And there was a TV series.
Something about it, yes.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so the Russians have been accused by us and the anybody that's paying attention, the Ukrainians, of using the plant as a military base to launch attacks on the Ukrainian cities and the forces there. They have stationed troops there. Well, what's going to happen is the Russians are all going to die because they have messed up there. There are leaks galore all over the place. They, for whatever the reason, thought this would be a good place for them to be grounded. But because...
It's still functioning. There are Ukrainian workers that are under Russian control at this point because they're basically being held hostage who are still working in this plant.
Yeah. And there are leaks. This is going to be a mess. This is another one of these things that the Russians are going to be held. It's like holding the Chinese responsible 100% for COVID. The Russians need to be held 100% responsible. So what does that mean when you hold them responsible? The Chinese haven't really faced any difficulties because they started COVID. And so are the Russians going to face, what's the cowards in the international community, starting with the people who run our country and the people who run NATO? Yeah, okay, we're going to support Finland and Sweden, and they're in NATO, and that's cool. But what do we do there? And so therefore, they are protected, supposedly, from the ugly Russian bear. But, you know, where else can this guy go? And how long does this last? And what are the consequences? Well, you at least see the price of gasoline going down. And I did some research yesterday that I wanted to pass along to you with regard, because this is the practical impact of the war as far as America and Americans are concerned. The whole business of why oil is priced as it is, you'll be surprised to learn what I found out yesterday, and I'm going to pass along to you right after this.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
You've got bugs. What's your move? A rattly can? Or a simple spritz? Bugs near your kids and pet? Will it be ingredients you can't pronounce? Ew. Or essential oils? Bother the bugs, not your family. Zevo uses essential oils, which attack bugs' biological systems, so Zevo kills bugs, plus is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo. People-friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, so here's the story from Texas. You've heard the term West Texas crude, right? Have you not, Jay?
Mm-hmm.
It refers to the quality of the crude oil that comes out of the ground. Texas is one of the most prolific states for the production of oil in our country. And data from the American Petroleum Institute this week shows that U.S. commercial crude oil inventories increased last week. And that happened at the same time the OPEC oil ministers said that they're going to raise oil production. So the prices, you'll notice, went down, right? Did you notice the prices went down? When that announcement took place last week, the prices went down 10, 12, 14 cents at retail. But because it hasn't really started yet, the prices are going back up again. They're trying to predict the OPEC ministers, which, you know, is a coalition of the Middle Eastern oil-producing countries. They're going to raise production, they say, in September because the Asians need more oil, the Europeans need more oil. We don't need more oil because we've got enough of our own. And we actually shouldn't be playing in the sandbox at all. But we are because of our overheated relationship with the Saudis. And so we have all of this energy coordination that's all so corrupt. It mostly was arranged by Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney when they were in the power seats. This is all they're doing, basically. But the price for oil at the moment should be between $60 and $80 a barrel. When it's in that price, you saw when the oil was at $60 a barrel, it was $2.50, $2.40, you know, like that at the pump. But now it was twice that for a while, and that's because the cost of a barrel of oil went to $112, some cases $120, depending on how good the oil was. So what they're saying here, the OPEC people are saying that they want the price, they don't like it, but they think to steady the flow and to calm people down and to more, you know, make things normal again, you got to be between $60 and $80 a barrel. So that means you got to increase your surplus each day by 200,000 to 800,000 barrels. That's a lot of oil. But when you think about how many people are driving cars and what else is being powered by oil, it's not all that much at all. So the American Petroleum Institute has reported this week that commercial crude oil inventories increased by 2.5 million barrels this past week from what it had been the week before. Then we had a week that showed, and maybe these stats boring, maybe I'm just giving you too much. Anyway, the bottom line is the reason that we have the problem, the oil prices, is because the guys who are pumping the oil out of the ground play with it. They can fiddle and faddle, and they do. The people who control the flow of oil, that's not you, it's not me, it's the people in OPEC who can completely control what comes out of the ground. And there's that. But more importantly, the reason that oil prices have gone back up this week is because Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan. Believe it or not, that trip has so screwed up so many things in the world because she had to satisfy her ego and go over there. So the financial markets went bananas, global stocks in oil and also, you know, other things that are made in Taiwan. A lot of people, you know, a lot of companies headquartered in Taiwan. The Chinese say the Taiwanese belong to us. The Taiwanese say, no, you don't. We are independent. Now, what's going to happen when push comes to shove? Well, you see what, because Pelosi is there, the Chinese have started all kinds of war games in the waters around Taiwan.
And Taiwan's going to pay, not the U.S.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, but we're paying.
That's not fair, yeah.
Because the price of oil, because the markets got skittish, because the Chinese started, you know, banging the drum. So the West Texas crude last week went from $95 a barrel up to $102 a barrel when Pelosi went over there. For what, you know, there's no good reason for it other than the world is spooked because the Chinese keep threatening to, we're going to.
And now there's military exercises in the waters just off of Taiwan.
Exactly. So that is why, bottom line, oil prices are going crazy. At this point, it doesn't have as much to do with what's going on in Ukraine as it does with what's going on in Taiwan. Thanks, Nancy Pelosi. You've done us all a big favor, right? 21 after the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, coverage subject to policy terms.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Now there's a warning about salmonella in turtles. So how much attention do we pay to that, Ken?
Well, hopefully a lot, Doug. The CDC announced this week that tiny turtles, they're less than 4 inches long, are the cause of a multi-state outbreak of salmonella that has led to actually 5 hospitalizations and a few deaths already.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour. Time for us to move into Doug's Dirt. I suppose we could maybe... It's social media trending time, but it is kind of... Some of this stuff is dirt. Jane Fonda...
Gossip.
Yeah. Has said she's not proud she had a facelift. Don't fear the reaper, basically, is what she's saying. She's had such great plastic surgery, though. She doesn't look like she's had a facelift, even though she's had a facelift.
Yeah,
she had only
she's been pretty
one?
Candid about the different yeah. work she's had done. She's had plastic surgery on her chin. She's done stuff under her eyes. But as far as the full-on facelift, she said she did it once and she stopped because it can be something that people get addicted to. And she said a lot of women become addicted to it, and then you do it too much, and then your face becomes distorted.
Looks like you've been run over by a truck.
Yeah, and she's sworn off all kinds of plastic surgeries and all of that completely back in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, nope, just age is more about health than
her famous father, Henry Fonda, died when he was in his early 80s. She's in her mid-80s now. She said he seemed so old because he was sick. He had a heart disease, and so that's what sort of made him look the way, and that was the end of him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a certain age, doesn't mean that you have to give up on life. I completely agree with that. I'm not stopping until everything stops. Just keep going. All right, when it stops, you know, the day you hear me slump over the microphone, okay, that'll be it probably for me. But until then, and that's kind of the approach that she has. She's still very involved in acting. She's very active in her charities. She's an activist of, you know, on the political side. She's certainly well known there.
She's not going to be arrested from protesting.
No.
And I think that's one of the things, because we know a lot of 60 and 70-year-olds who seem extremely old for their age, and then 90,
right.
80 and 90-year-olds who just seem so lively and young, and that is in large part your health and
yep.
what you're doing, if you have fully just kind of stopped everything, or if you're still going out and being physical, even if it's not going to the gym working out. but gardening, or I know a lot of people who become a certain age and retire, but retire into doing a
something
job
else.
Of, yeah, like become janitors for their church or something that's still very physical.
Yeah. And by the way, the final comment you made was kind of interesting. Good genes and a lot of money helps as you're growing. Yeah, I think that's probably true. All right, so on the other side of the picture is David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. He says, I've had enough. I'm old, too old to tour again. He's 81, thinks he's too old to be rocking it out on stage. I don't know, it depends on what you look like and
maybe
how you feel. It's the same thing.
Fonda.
Exactly, right. Yeah, yeah. I think he's he's scary. Wasn't he the father of lots of women's babies who didn't have sex with men? You gave him the sperm or something? Contributed.
Sperm donor?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think Melissa Etheridge, I think he's father of the child that Melissa Etheridge has. I think there are others too, as I remember. It was kind of a standing joke for a while. Okay. So let's see what's the latest from Britney Spears. The Catholic Church in L.A. Said they wouldn't allow her to get married there.
She said they wouldn't. Yeah. Britney Spears made claims that the Catholic Church kept her from getting married there, and she wanted to get married in the Catholic Church, and then the Catholic Church is saying she never asked.
Oh, really?
So they said.
Uh-oh. That's it, right. She said, he said, they said, we said. I say it's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After more than a dozen whistleblowers at the FBI presented evidence to Senator Chuck Grassley of political bias at the FBI, FBI Director Christopher Wray is told to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on FBI misconduct and political bias today. Senator Ron Johnson points out one political bias, Democrat Hunter Biden's laptop oozing with evidence.
It's important the American public understand the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop in December of 2019. Here we are in end of July, early August of 2022. What have they done with this? So, no, you can't trust this Department of Justice and FBI to get to the bottom of this.
Like a child picking a fight with a smaller child, China still mad at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to our ally Taiwan, the communists presented a show of force against Taiwan on Thursday, firing missiles into the sea around the island nation. Happy birthday to the U.S. Coast Guard, 232 years old today. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is told to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today on FBI misconduct and political bias. This after whistleblowers at the FBI presented evidence to Senator Chuck Grassley of political bias and sheltering Democrat wrongdoers. Jonathan Fahey on Fox News is a former federal prosecutor.
Well, it certainly looks like, you know, the higher-ups may, in fact, you know, have been slow-walking the investigation or doing other things. And what makes me think that is really with the way they treated other issues. They politicized everything. And once you start politicizing issues, you lose trust. And that's why they have, I think there's 12 whistleblowers that have come forward, or I think that's the number. And that shows there's a crisis of confidence within the FBI, because when they believe their leadership is pursuing things for political ends rather than for public safety or the public interest, it corrodes the whole agency. And it really is concerning that, you know, this investigation should be done fairly. Hunter Biden should be treated fairly, no better, no worse than anyone else. But there is great concern that he may, in fact, be treated better because of who he is.
The long-running NBC soap opera The Days of Our Lives is officially moving to NBC Universal-owned streaming platform Peacock starting September 12th. It has aired on NBC since it first launched in 1965. NBC has chosen to air more news on the open NBC time slot. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stephens Good Day Show.
You're going to have to help me with this. Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique?
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, you know.
Like, oh, it's Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo?
Cinderella's Fairy Godmother.
Oh,
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique.
I got it. Okay.
Yes. And
saying Bibbidi Bobbidi Bye Bye. What?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you have found the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're here to understand the world as it is, help you understand it. You can help us understand it. Work your magic. Social media connection on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day on the Air. And you can hear the program, the podcast of the program every day. And the full broadcast itself is at gooddayshow.com. All day, every day. If you're one of those people who chooses iced coffee, not just in the summer, but all around the year, or you ask for ice water when you're sitting down at a restaurant in the wintertime, or you're drinking iced tea or whatever it is, maybe you'd be interested to know where ice drinks came from.
Yes.
Originated in the United States, There's a lengthy history as to why. I saw this essay in the Wall Street Journal, Jay, which dug into the history. This is a very important item for us to... Well, it is, actually. It's so damn hot. We are really in the middle of a heat wave, a tropical... Remember that song? No, you probably don't. Tropical heat wave.
Of course. Heat wave.
We're having a number of different heat wave songs. Anyway... This information digging into the history, reporting on ice and how it was used for not only cooling beverages, but it was used for cooling it with the advent of electricity. Big blocks of ice used to be every place there was a lake. Like I think about, there's a Lake Boone near me, and they have the lake. They still have the Lake Boone Ice Company, Lake Boone Ice. Takes the water from the lake and they freeze it in big blocks and they sell it to restaurants and then they break it down. Also, they chop it up and you have little ice, you know, the ice stuff that you see in the containers in the 7-Elevens, places like that where you can go buy a big bag of ice. That all usually starts with a big block and they have a machine that cuts it up. It's not, you know, the ice tray that we have in our refrigerator. They don't have ice trays in the refrigerator at the Lake Boone Ice Company. So anyway, this whole business about not only cooling ourselves, but cooling beverages. The first time that it was used, they put the ice outside of the glass rather than in the drink itself because they thought it would water down. Hello, duh, that's what it does.
Mm-hmm. When it melts, yeah. Does.
Right, yeah. So anyway, but it started here in Massachusetts, and they began to ship the ice around New England, and then they, you know, got into bars, and it was used to chill drinks. But originally, it was ice that was used to cool coffee, and then it went from there. So pretty much in everything now, right? All the chilled cocktails, the chilled juices. I love to have, frankly. I love going into a restaurant. There's nothing better than having a good glass of clear ice water. I think it's very refreshing. Very refreshing. And then, you know, you can, but you don't put ice in wine or champagne, right?
Yeah, some people do if it's just not cold enough, and it's like one of those taboo, totally forbidden things.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
People just don't care anymore.
Really? Crude. How can you be so crude? So now that we are talking about ice, there's a focus on this record drought and why we have the drought and people who are crying from the rooftops, global warming, Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the earth is crumbling, we're all going to be destroyed. Well, maybe not so fast when it comes to that. When I went to go back a couple of months to when I first started talking about the work that had been done by NASA and NOAA, when it comes to looking at the history of the planet, digging down the core samples that they have that showed that the planet had the same amount of CO2 4 million years ago that it does now. So not so fast, those of you who will take advantage of people who don't know any better, and then they cry wolf, and so we all go running, let's buy an electric car. Yeah, okay. Well, the actual records that I'm looking at here, back in the winter of 2014, for example, the snow in 2015 is actually worse than 2015. You may or may not remember, there's a story that I tell with frequency about what happened on my farm. I was milking 150 cows. We were selling 100 gallons of raw milk a day. And I, during the late February storm in 2015, when we had 11 days, we had 11 feet straight up of snow. 11 feet. The drifts were 20, 30, 40 feet high. And so the cows who were in the shelter and in the feedlot, they couldn't get into the barn. We couldn't milk them because we couldn't get them into the barn. We had loaders and cleaned up, and it was an unbelievable mess. So I remember that vividly. You can go back to the storms that occurred during the winter of 1978, another time when we had so much snow. I remember the major highway between Boston and Worcester where there were thousands, not hundreds, thousands of cars that were stuck because you couldn't get up the hills. So people had to live in their car for sometimes 2 days. They couldn't get out of the car. They couldn't. There's no place to go to eat. They couldn't get out.
And that's a good reminder that when it is wintertime, to have certain supplies in your car at all times, to always have a blanket in your trunk, to have different things.
Now, on the other side of the coin, the summer of 2016, after the big storms of 2015, there was a huge problem with drought. So we have less rain now than we did in 2016 across much of the country. But you remember last year at this time, we had one of the wettest summers on record. When I say on record, the weather records go back to the early 1880s. So the weather and the fluctuations, very dramatic. And even in an average year, there's, you know, you can have below zero wind chills. We did here last year, and then it got warmer, and we have this weather this summer. It just seems we're going to have 100 degrees here in on the farm today, tomorrow, probably Saturday as well over the weekend. It'll be 100 degrees here. And the humidity as we get further into the weekend is going to be making us all feel like we want that ice. Let's make sure we take a shower in the ice, the ice water. The point I'm trying to make here is the wild swings in temperatures are common all over our country, all over the world. Some of them take longer to take effect. There are tropical summers, cold, wet winters. We have had a number of summers this century that are warmer than whatever average is, whatever that is, whatever the average is. It seems like we're in record territory for dryness, but we are not. It's close, but we haven't broken the record. As a matter of fact, looking back to April of this year, it's the second driest year on record. Even if we include precipitation at the beginning of the year, we had a lot of snow and we had a lot of rain. But now it's dry. Go back to the records from 1950, exactly the same as they are this year. Go back to the records for 1965, and you'll find the dry point. It was about in 65, it averaged to a couple of degrees cooler than it is right now. So it's 100 degrees. There was 98 degrees on a typical dry, hot weather day back there. So anyway, there was a lot of dry weather in the 60s, and it was wet in the 70s, and so back, the point I'm trying to make here is that there's no final, it's not, okay, well, we're finally going to get through this. You aren't, because the world changes, the earth changes, and all the models, when you look back of the of the amount of rainfall, the number of inches of rain, they are very consistent since records have been kept. But as I said, going back to what Noah found when they did 4 million years worth of exploration, things are not much different now than they were then. But because the news media wants to scare you, remember what I said last week about CNN, they're looking for the next thing to scare everybody, and climate change is perfect. Look at the hot weather.
Well,
is it pleasant?
Control. It's always about some level of control.
That's what it is. So if you want to know what the real story is, this is maybe a little too technical, but go to the Palmer Hydrological Drought Index. It measures hydrological impacts of drought, reservoir levels, groundwater levels. So people are going to say, well, what about Lake Mead, Doug? What about our reservoir? What about all the there is a problem, but remember, we have now 328 million people that live in this country that are using resources that even if you go back to the end of World War II, when there were 100 million people less than there are now in our country, we didn't have the tax on the resources, the food supplies, the water supplies. We just have more people, and they're sucking the resources out of the planet, out of the country. So there's a combo effect here that not many people talk about. I'm just trying to throw some common sense into the conversation. Because it becomes crazy. You listen to some of these people and what they're advocating, it's nuts. So don't get sucked into that. People trying to convince you that the world is all, we're done, we're going to melt. We aren't going to melt. And you know what? Soon enough, you're going to be complaining about how cold it is or how wet the weekend is or whatever else that you have. Because the weather, you know, I love the warm weather. That's why I don't like to spend the winter in Massachusetts, because it's cold. And so, you know, you look for ways out, but it isn't just mitigate. Just calm. It kind of calm down. All right. It's not ever as bad as it seems to be, and that includes the current drought. Forget what the news media says. It just, you know, it's not there to help you out. Okay, the story of that pilot who jumped from the plane. What's the real story there? We'll get to it after this.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in classic chocolate or new strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working off faith.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
They do. Okay, 48 past the hour. So did you hear this audio that came from the pilot? Apparently, the air traffic controllers say this co-pilot jumped from the plane after the call to 911. One of the FAA employees is on the call telling this dispatcher from Raleigh, from the airport, we have a pilot, quote, who is inbound to the field. His co-pilot jumped out of the aircraft. He made impact with the ground. And here are the coordinates. So they sent, obviously, help.
Yeah,
and the guy
and they immediately even said, like, this is going to be a recovery effort. They knew he jumped without a parachute.
Yeah.
And he landed in the backyard. It was just...
But the idea, the answers to the questions why, still, it's not clear to me why he did it. Is it clear? I didn't
what
see anything.
What happened?
That, yeah.
They're still investigating it, and the two FAA staffers who called 911 had even said the pilot's going to be shaken up. But what people are questioning is why is there... not very much more information coming out. There's the NTSB, the FAA, the FBI, who are all investigating this, but there's no word about whether or not the pilot who did the crash landing, who has survived, no word on whether or not he's been interviewed, what he's said. There's a black box, apparently, because it's a cargo.
Yeah,
plane.
Right. They'll find
so where
it.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, they'd be in the plane. They'll find it. All right, good question, though. It's 10 before the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the answer to some of your questions. You can send the questions along on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, or you can just connect to us at gooddayshow.com. Good Day Health with a focus now on the 7 healthy habits. Somebody said that they saw recently a list. This is kind of from the same wheelhouse that we talk about a lot. We spent a long time on how to keep people alive. Don't kill yourself with strokes and Alzheimer's. There are 7 healthy habits. And I think it kind of reminds me of you talking about the Mediterranean diet, being active, eating better, losing weight, don't smoke, normal blood pressure, cholesterol. There's nothing new here. Reduce blood sugar. Right? Those are the seven simple things to protect your heart.
Yeah, we just discussed them to protect your brain also. It's the same thing.
Yeah. All right, so it's common sense, it would seem, much as anything else, Ken, I think, don't you? Isn't it just common sense, one would think?
I have, as I've told you for decades, I've never seen an obese 90-year-old now.
Yeah, there you go. Somebody wants to know about where and when to use sunscreen. Hot, very hot around the country. People are at the beach. My sister has had skin cancer. Her husband has had skin cancer. One of my nieces has had skin cancer. My sister had a very bad bout with it. And I wonder if it's as easy as using sunscreen. That was one of my nieces telling me that because of all the time I spend outside on the tractor. I had a little thing on my face once that was precancerous that I had taken off, but that's the only bout I've had. Have you ever had anything like this on your skin, Ken?
No, fortunately, but you want to make sure you cover your face, your neck, your hands, your ears, any part, and wear a hat, any part of the body that's exposed to the sun. You know, me being in Florida, we think about this all the time, extra specially. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually it's thought that 10 to 3 are the times where the sun's rays are the hottest. But it's important. Any area of the body that's exposed to the sun, you need to get sunscreen on, and you also need to wear a hat. Very important. A melanoma does come on your scalp, and it's hard to put sunscreen under your hair.
Yep. All right. Now, there's a an update. You know, the actress Emilia Clarke, I bet your daughter, who loves this sort of thing, is very familiar with Emilia Clarke. If you aren't, she was in a number of shows like Game of Thrones. Apparently, she's had two brain aneurysms in her late 20s and early 30s. I'm amazed after reading this that she's still alive. I thought that brain aneurysms were instant death, Ken. Would you explain what an aneurysm is and how someone who's had two of them in their brains might have survived?
You're right. There's 20,000 miles of piping in the body, the circulation. And the arteries, think about the pipes in your kitchen, in your sprinkler system. The pipes all have a diameter. And when they get beyond 1.5 times the normal diameter, we call this an aneurysm. And at some point, as these pipes get bulged and get bigger and bigger, they can explode and rupture. And that's what an aneurysm is, and that's what a ruptured aneurysm is. And often these ruptures are what we don't survive.
Okay. So what might be in her diet? What might be the construct of the walls of the arteries that carry the blood to the brain and elsewhere? Why would she have had brain aneurysm? One of them, she had an operation to go in and kind of fix it, but I've known people that have a brain aneurysm, dead, gonzo.
Okay. Yes, aneurysms are usually due in the body from three different causes, Doug. One is uncontrolled high blood pressure, the other is smoking, and the other is genetic. The genetic occurs because in the pipes, there's connective tissue in the wall of the pipe, and some people inherit a very weak connective tissue, the matrix that holds the wall of the vessel together. It's weak, it expands, it bulges, and it can ultimately... The best way to know about this is your family history. It's important to know whether the aneurysms have run in your family. And if they do, you need to get to a circulation doctor so we can check it out. And fortunately, we have easy ways to image these things now, and we can look at the brain, the abdomen, the heart. We can look all over the body and the legs for these aneurysms, and today we should pick them up and prevent them. It's easy to image these areas.
Good to know. Questions for Dr. Ken, an important part of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.